Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it is our purpose to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment concerning what we talk about and study on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question, maybe a Bible subject, you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program, certainly let us hear from you. You can contact us at the address given by the announcer, or you can contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, we modern folks view idolatry as a thing of the past. We reflect on Greek and Roman mythology purely for historical reasons. And we don't even for a moment attach any reality to those gods that they worship. Does anyone today really believe in the deity of Zeus, Diana, or Bacchus? In fact, can this even be viewed as a serious question to even be asked? You know, surely we, to a person, see these gods as the creation of fertile minds to meet some felt need of mankind in those ancient times, or else to just explain mysterious happenings in the universe. You know, we smile today in disbelief that a person could make gods out of gold or silver or stone or wood and then bow down to them as though they possessed wisdom or power or some supernatural ability to control nature or to control man's life and destiny. And yet, mankind still creates gods. How often have we heard both prominent and ordinary citizens rationalize some behavior in the name of their God? Several years ago, there was a news anchor for a local TV channel that turned to God to justify an immoral belief that she had. She affirmed that God is not, quote, homophobic, unquote, which we understand to mean that God does not oppose the so-called alternative lifestyle of homosexuals. And the anchor stated first that God was not homophobic, and then she added at least, quote, my God, unquote, is not. Now, what's that supposed to mean? Is there a God out there other than the God who created the universe and revealed to us the scriptures that we call the Bible? You know, she, of course, was, by implication, making an attack on all of those Bible-believing religious fundamentalists who oppose homosexuality, and they oppose homosexual marriages as something that's immoral. See, her word, homophobic, charges them with being either fearful or unloving toward men and women who engage in unnatural lust. If this was her point, she's dead wrong. Religious fundamentalists who are Bible believers love homosexuals. They must, because God so loved them that he sent Jesus to die for them. On the other hand, they oppose homosexuality because God condemns it both in the Old and in the New Testament. God sent fire from heaven, if you believe the Bible, to destroy an entire region dominated by homosexuals. God described them. Let's just look at the way he described them. Let's go to Genesis 19, verse 7. And say, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. This is being said to the men that have come to the door of Lot's house and demanded that those two men that had came in that night be brought out to them, that they might know them. And that word know in the scriptures always has, in the context, a sexual connotation. Now let's drop down to verse 15. Same setting, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 15, and when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters who are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. So this is how God described them. He described them as wicked, and he describes their behavior as iniquity. In the New Testament, God describes the same type of behavior as a perversion of what is natural. And he judged it as a vile passion. And it will ultimately receive from him a recompense of condemnation and death. Let's look at it. Romans chapter 1, beginning our reading with verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. See, Jesus Christ came to earth. He lived a perfect life, and he performed miracles to demonstrate that he was the Son of God, and also to demonstrate that his message is from God. He also gave power to the apostles so that they could heal the sick and raise the dead, and to confirm that their message was also from God. Let's look at it in Mark. In the 16th chapter, begin our reading with verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And we can also understand what is stated in Hebrews chapter 2. Let's begin our reading with verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. See, if mankind believed these God-given signs, then they also must believe the teaching that these men have wielded. Written in the scriptures. It was they who declared that homosexuality is a sin. It is they that said that for those that practice it, they cannot enter God's eternal kingdom, and that God demands that men forsake it, that they're to be washed, they're to be sanctified, they're to be justified. Let's look at 1 Corinthians over there in chapter 6 and start our reading with verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You know, I have a question to this reporter that we've made mention of, and really it's to all of the media spokesmen, and really it's to any other person that seeks to justify this practice of homosexuality. What is the evidence that God has spoken to you and assured you that homosexuality is an acceptable lifestyle? You know, our local reporter, of course, does not stand alone in proclaiming the innocence of immoral behavior. And again, it's, quote, according to my God, end of quote. That's what she said. So it's far from unusual to hear people affirm in the name of God that, contrary to Bible teaching, it's all right to, quote, live together, end of quote, in what the Bible calls fornication, to enter a homosexual marriage, or to divorce one's mate for any reason and yet have a right to remarry another person. You see, each of these persons, they've created his or her own God, and they have attributed to that God a set of ethical and moral values, and from that God they have rationalized as acceptable what the Bible clearly condemns as immoral. Friends, this is nothing short of idolatry. That is, creating in one's mind a God that approves of behavior that he himself in his own heart has judged to be right and to be good. Friends, if any person made a God out of gold, silver, stone, wood, and engraved or carved these principles into a statue of their God, we would laugh them to scorn. We would laugh them to scorn if they bowed before this image in honor and in worship and obeisance. But, on the other hand, let any person boldly affirm that the purity of immoral conduct is, quote, according to my God, end of quote, and many people will believe it, and many people will accept it. How sad. According to my God. See, we're just as much steeped in idolatry today as the Romans and the Greeks ever thought about being. Our time is up. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.